And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Isn't she lovely?
Ryan Pace has done such an amazing job of building the last 3 years. We have a lot of depth. We feel like we're going to have a great opportunity offensively to do what we need to do. And the time is now. We know that.
It's Hogan Johns.
Come Sunday or Monday, Thursday, wherever time it is, we be prepared.
Like, my success doesn't really matter as much as the team's success.
You can feel the energy, the juice, the swag coming back.
It's a fun time to be a Chicago Bear.
From NBC Sports Chicago, it's Adam Ho.
You are the father.
Daddy?
And from the Athletic, it's Adam Johns.
It truly is a beauty and the beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.
It's the Adams.
The Adams converge.
Hogan Johns.
What's up? Welcome in. Hogan Johns with you on Cut Day. The Bears have their 53-man roster, which will change probably by the time you listen to this.
It's changing right now, I imagine.
Yes.
And again and again and again.
That's what happens. But this is the initial 53-man roster. We know that you guys wanted our thoughts on it, so we're here a little bit late on a Tuesday night. At least I think that's the day of the week it is right now. Welcome in. We will give you our thoughts on this initial 53-man roster for the Bears. Some surprises, maybe not really, but we'll explain everything. And there's a couple positions that they kept more guys than I thought, things like that. But we'll get into it. Welcome in. Hogan Johns with you, and this podcast is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together with the best live and on-demand. Learn more at DirecTV.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Adam Hogue. That's me, at Adam Johns. That's him, J-A-H-N-S, on that last name spelling. And you can read me at NBCSportsChicago.com. Got a big story up today on the way Matt Nagy has used the Bill Walsh diversity coaching diversity fellowship to help build his coaching staff, and let you check it out and read all about it. But guys like Henry Burris, Chris Jackson, Ronnell Williams on the Bears coaching staff, they've gone from interns to significant members on the staff. So hopefully you find that enjoyable to read. Johnsy's up on The Athletic. TheAthletic.com/HoganJohns is where you go to subscribe. And Kevin's got all his rosters. Thoughts. He must, because if I had to explain, let's see, how many texts have I gotten today from you? It's probably like before 30 minutes before we start recording, it was probably like zero.
I don't like nighttime podcasts, man. I don't like nighttime podcasts.
Okay. So do you remember the conversation we had on the practice field 2 days ago where we said, should we do it on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning? And you were all in on Tuesday night. That was you.
I was, and then I went through the actual day of Tuesday.
Yes.
And here we are. Like, I got to be quiet sometimes because the kids are sleeping in the house.
Yeah. I got a baby upstairs.
Yeah.
Don't wake up the baby.
Don't wake up the baby.
It's all right. We'll get through it. What I was actually saying, it was not about that. So it's all good.
You just set me up.
No, what I was going to say is that you, I didn't get many texts from you today during roster cutdowns. I think I got over 100 from Kevin Fishbane. So yeah. we can tell between the two of you who cares about it more.
Yeah, man. When I first started on this beat, this was such a huge day. And I don't want to dismiss it because this is people's livelihoods at stake. But one thing I've learned over the years is that at the bottom of the roster, there's so much turnover.
Yeah.
There's so much churning of that bottom of the roster that you try not to make too much out of certain moves. Now, if like a guy like Danny Trevathan got cut, that's big news. Like, those are notable cuts. Guy like Cam Newton gets cut, yeah, I'd be texting you a bunch too, just like Kevin Fishbane. But knowing this, being my 10th year on the beat, I try not to get too worked up about the bottom of the roster.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. However, I mean, the fans do care. And
yeah, I don't want to make it sound like I don't care. These are people's livelihoods. Like, I don't like going crazy about certain cuts and stuff like this because certain families are affected by this across the league. You know, it is what it is. It's the business side of the sport. But that's my thought on it.
Yeah, no, but you and I see this the same way in that, like, I was getting some texts today from people and even some, you know, people at work that were like, wow, like, this happened. And I was like, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That's. I think the one that was like, oh, Desmond Trufant got cut. And I was like, did you hear what Matt Nagy said on Monday? Like, that dude was definitely getting cut.
Yeah.
You heard how he answered that question about Desmond Trufant. Mm-hmm. Well, that was yesterday, right? I'm losing track of
days. It was yesterday.
I was like, oh. And it's a sensitive thing. You know, he left the team a couple weeks ago to be with his father who passed away. So, you know, our thoughts go out to Desmond Trufant and his family because that's very sad. But, you know, at the same time, he was competing for a roster spot and was never assured a job here. I think at the time that signing was kind of made out to be like, oh, he's the replacement for Kyle Fuller. And in reality, like, he was never guaranteed a job. And again, I like totally sensitive to the human nature side of this. And really sucks, obviously, what he's going through with his family. So I have all the sympathy in the world for that. But like, when you get back to the brass tacks of how the NFL business operates, if you're competing for a job and you're not here for whatever the reason is for a long time, there's a chance you're going to lose your job. You can even look at Cam Newton. Like, Cam Newton, that's the surprise cut of the day in the NFL.
Get vaccinated, players. Get vaccinated.
But, like, not vaccinated, missed it significant. I mean, for him, it was a little bit less, but it was still 5 days at camp because of a testing issue in the middle of a quarterback competition.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's how you lose jobs. It's just, unfortunately, that's how it works.
You open the door for Mac Jones to basically steal the show. And he did. He did. Yep. Played well with the starters. And now, I mean, that's the lesson there. If you're a player now, like, who's a free agent, you better get vaccinated because there's protocols to go through. You can't just come into the buildings right away after a negative test. And you go through 5 days of protocols.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to get a job right now and you're unvaccinated, good luck. And that's the absolute truth. That's just that. I was talking to a non-Bears personnel staffer, for whatever it's worth, about a week ago about a player who had been cut loose by another team and was looking to get, you know, a tryout and things like that. And the first question, guess what the first question was? Is he vaccinated? That was the first question.
Yeah, that's the reality.
Because that's what the situation is. So, and by the way, that's been a topic since the start of this whole thing. So if you're a player who lost their job today and is now like, oh shoot, I probably should have been vaccinated to get another job. Like, if you weren't informed of that, then your agent probably didn't do a good enough job, because that's been obvious for months now.
And we say this knowing very well that there's players on this Bears first 53-man roster, first 53-man roster, who don't have both shots, who aren't fully vaccinated. So, something to keep in mind as this season unfolds, because there will be protocols to go through for all 32 teams.
But are there... I don't know if there's any, like, bubble guys.
No bubble guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, like...
You're talking about bubble guys? Yeah, I know what you're saying, but, like... Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But... still applies to the Bears. I'm glad you brought up Desmond Trufant, because if I'm going to start anywhere on the roster, it's that there's like four cornerbacks on this team right now. I'm saying this at 9:23 p.m. here in Chicago on the night of August 31st, knowing very well that in the next 24 hours there are going to be new cornerbacks on this roster, because there's no way in hell the Bears are going into the first game against the Rams with only four cornerbacks on the roster.
Yeah, that would be a bold strategy. That would be bold. Yeah, and it's not a great
group of corners. Like, it doesn't blow you away by any means. I mean, you like the pick of Jalen Johnson, but the guy's still got to prove he could stay healthy for a full season. Kendall Dorr, Duke Shelley. I don't know that
like those guys. So this tells you that those guys won their competitions.
Yeah, but they I'm didn't not blow sure. Blow me away.
No, I don't think that's the case here. I just think they didn't like the competition within the competition, right. So they won it by default. So maybe they'll check the. They're going to check out the waiver wires. I feel like they already have a few players in mind who they want, but those were positions of concern going into camp. And here we are, less than 2 weeks away from going to Los Angeles, and there's still major positions of concern.
Yeah.
Positions of major concern. See, I'm tired. I can't do podcasts after 9 p.m.
Yeah, pick up the energy there, buddy. We got roster.
We got seven linebackers to talk about.
After you started the pod saying none of this matters.
No, it
we got to figure out the roster.
This does matter, though.
Hey, this does matter.
See, this is my point, though. The Bears have seven inside linebackers on their roster. There's no way in hell they're going into Los Angeles with seven linebackers on their roster. And, like, I don't know, like, when people, like...
The Lions don't have a kicker. They literally don't have a kicker on, on their 53-man roster.
You think that's going to work out for them? That's, like...
Yeah, it's
just important context to have. Like, yes, people like this. I don't know why people like this day. Maybe there's just more. I don't know, clarity on who the best players are. But let's get real. Four cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Seven inside linebackers.
So
that's not playing out this way.
Let's start where if there were any surprises at all today. Okay, one was I was surprised Artie Burns was cut, and I wonder if. Like, could he be a guy coming back? I don't know. But remember, they basically had a 52-man roster today because Tevin Jenkins had to be on the 53 to come back this season. So he'll be placed on IR. I think they could do that tomorrow, right? It just has to be like 24 hours. So he'll be placed on IR, and then he'll be able to come back anytime after, I think, what is now 3 weeks based on the rule. I think it'll be longer than that, but that's just what the rule says. So, but to be able to come back from IR in a season, you have to be on the initial 53-man roster. So they kind of had to burn a roster spot today. So because you don't have to place a veteran on waivers, you can just release them, and Artie Burns qualified for that. You could just sign him tomorrow back on the team after you clear the I don't know what's going to happen. I think that that's an option. I think that signing a different corner or trading for a corner is an option. Now, if a trade was going to go down, I would have maybe thought that would happen the last couple days, but there's still a week and a half until the season starts. So there's still some time here. Remember when Khalil Mack was traded, right? It was right at cutdowns, but it was basically a week before the first game. So there's probably some changes.
You're going into L.A., though. Well, Khalil Mack comes in. He's your instant best player on the team. You know, it's more than just beyond your starting outside linebacker. Like, so right now, the Bears are more than likely going into week one against the Rams with starting secondary of Jalen Johnson, Kendall Dorr, Duke Shelley at nickel, safeties, Tashaun Gibson, and Eddie Jackson. That's your starting secondary.
Yeah. And DeAndre Houston Carson and Deion Bush have been the backup safeties for the Bears for like 14 years now.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but you're right. Maybe
they have been. They have been. Not 14, but like
three's
seven.
A long time, yeah.
Seven, weren't they drafted?
Seven, it's not seven. No, it can't be.
15, weren't they drafted in 15? So six?
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
They've been around for a while. Obviously, the reason they're seven inside linebackers, though, is because Joel, EA, Booneywe, Josh Woods, Caleb Johnson are there for special teams, right?
What about the other four guys?
Well, Roquan Smith.
I know. I'm trying to make light of the situation. Seven inside linebackers just makes me chuckle for some reason.
Yeah, it is a lot. But, like, people get caught up in that. Like, I was just seeing we got a tweet from somebody, like, freaking out about how there are, five tight ends?
Yeah.
five tight ends. Well,
see, that doesn't surprise me too much because I think they've actually kept five in the past.
Well, like, look at this. J.P. Holtz and Ryan Nall are like the same player. One's listed as a running back, one's as a tight end. So, like, that easily could have been flipped. Once you get to that spot, that decision that's being made, that's a special teams decision. Same thing with the inside linebackers. Like, Iggy and Josh Woods are not being kept because they might need them to fill in for Roquan Smith. That's there for special teams. So, what position they get listed on the roster is sort of irrelevant. They're special teamers. Like, that's their position. So don't get too caught up in how many guys from this position are versus only this many from this position. Those are special teams decisions. And those are also always in flux and still could be. I mean, those are guys that could still be let go. And especially with how much time there is now between now and the first game, there still could be moves.
Well, you need help in the secondary. The secondary, usually, when you talk about reserves, there's a bunch of defensive backs that play on special teams. You need bodies at that position.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just, and you know, Mario Edwards is going to come back from his 2-game suspension. He's going to be on the roster. There's some maneuvering they have to do, no doubt about it. They got five wide receivers, right?
They also have 10 offensive linemen. Some of these numbers are kind of whack.
Yeah. But again, it's just the initial 53 man.
Yeah. All right, well, let's just quickly go position by position here, okay?
All right.
Just initial thoughts. Obviously, quarterback, no surprises. Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, Nick Foles. Some people were still wondering if Nick Foles would be moved.
If he hasn't been moved by now, the chances keep decreasing, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to keep three quarterbacks. And that's not that crazy. I mean, in a perfect world, you're obviously not hoping Nick Foles plays a snap this year, but teams keep three quarterbacks. Tyler Bray had been on the 53-man roster at times. You know, it does happen. So Nick Foles is there for now. We'll see if that changes, but no surprise there. Okay, running back, David Montgomery, Damian Williams, Khalil Herbert. I guess the only surprise is that maybe that Ryan Nall wasn't kept. Artavis Pierce.
Yeah, and that's a mix that's going to change because Tariq Cohen can return in, 7 weeks?
Yeah, if he's ready in 7 weeks.
If he's ready.
Yeah. But yeah, then that's a situation. We'll go back to having four running backs and knock somebody else off somewhere else.
But again, it's special teams. You know, there's always, if you're talking about special teamers, that's where Cohen comes in as well.
Yeah.
Counts multiple ways.
All right, wide receivers. This played out how I thought it should. With Javon Wims being let go last week and now Calvin Ridley. Riley Ridley.
If it was Calvin Ridley, nah. The Bears would have something here, yeah. But yes.
If the Bears cut Calvin Ridley, that would be a story. No, it's Riley Ridley. And I guess technically Riley Ridley could end up back on the practice squad with the way the rules are. But I don't know at this point. It just seems like...
I just think you never saw enough from him over.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy that the Bears once said was the highest ranked player on their board at that certain time when that fourth round.
Fourth round.
Turned out to be just a bad pick. Just a bad pick. That's sometimes where you think needs come into play because that's when they spent a lot of money and draft capital, I think. Or at least the Anthony Miller picks. Some capital both ways on their receiver position and the drafted Riley Ridley. Sometimes need needs to push the board a little bit, but yeah, not a good pick by the Bears.
I'll just say this, like Rodney Adams showed us more in the last month than Javon Wims and Riley Ridley ever did. Well, that's games, practices, preseason games, like whatever. It was like Rodney Adams, he caught your eye. And that just never really happened with those guys. So I think they made the right move to keep Rodney Adams around. And we'll see what kind of upside he still has left in him. I don't think expectations should be too high, but it's I like the fact that they're continuing to give him a chance.
You know what I like about it is it's as simple as this. The guy earned it.
Yeah.
Like sometimes other factors come into play. Like truthfully, I'm always a little bit surprised when rookie draft picks get cut. And there was two of them this year, and Daz Newsome and Thomas Graham Jr. I'm always surprised by that because those are our picks, and they want to be protected. But at the same time, sometimes some guys just stand out and are better than you. And this year it was Rodney Adams at wide receiver. He earned that position. He earned that roster spot.
And also, I like the fact that the Bears were not afraid to cut draft picks. Like, and those guys, if they don't get picked up elsewhere, will probably end up back on the practice squad. We're talking about Daz Newsome, the wide receiver out of North Carolina, and Thomas Graham Jr. out of Oregon, the defensive back. But, like, it says kind of a lot with the fact they only keep four corners, they have a problem there, and they still cut a draft pick. Like, this goes back to when people ask, like, well, why do they do this? What? Just follow what the logic is telling you there. Like, they did not think Thomas Graham Jr. was that good. Now, they may still think they can get more out of him if they can get him to the practice squad. But if he can't contribute this year, they should be wasting a roster spot. And I'll be honest, like, I can't remember a single moment in camp, really, where Daz Newsome or Thomas Graham, like, really stood out to me. And I say that also admitting that it wasn't like I was like looking at them closely. But when you go through, what was it, 5 weeks of practices and three preseason games, and you're never writing that guy's name down in your notebook, should you really go out of your way to keep a draft pick just because they're a draft pick at that point?
I have another point on that too. Remember Clifton Duck?
Ah!
Undrafted guy. But he made a bunch of interceptions, and you're taking note of him. Like that's how much certain players have to impress at certain positions, right? Like, if when you're talking about the bottom of the roster, like, this was a guy who was making pick after pick after pick and still didn't make the team. Like, we had colleagues who projected him on rosters.
You know what my favorite... You know what that name registers in my brain for? The Bears 100 year celebration, that huge convention they had, which turned out it like really felt like a pre Super Bowl party for a team that ended up not being that good, but all the hype involved, right? And like that was an excitement with the Bears was probably at its highest, maybe pre drafting of Justin Fields, at least in the time that you and I have covered the team. And when they introduced all the players at that convention, it was the middle of summer, so they had a 90-man roster. And Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer are up there, and they're going through. It was like the only the whole weekend was perfect. I thought the Bears did a phenomenal job. But the one thing I would have changed is, did they really have to go through all 90 players? And for some reason, Clifton Duck's name, and I don't remember exactly what like... But like it came between like Tariq Cohen and like who would be a big name player that starts with a D or an E. You know what I mean? Like it was like sandwiched between two big time players, and it was just like Clifton Duck. And everybody's like going from like going nuts to like
who's
Clifton Duck?
But that's my point.
Yeah.
You know? Like so you're looking like you're not always looking for, you know, certain late round picks for undrafted guys, right? Eventually you start taking notes and you're writing down their numbers, right? And the more time you write down that number, the more times you make note of them, right? Like it's just not how it works. I didn't write 27 down a lot. I'm not talking about Sherrick McManus. That's just Thomas Graham Jr. Just the way it is. And Daz Newsome had his collarbone and, you know, was still working his way back. But I think both of them end up back on the practice squad.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because I can't imagine they... I mean, they got passed up by a lot of teams, too, in the draft. You got to remember that, too. And if you're going to claim a guy off waivers, you have to put him on your 53.
Correct.
So, which also comes back to the changes that could happen by the time you're listening to this podcast about the Bears 53. Because if they go out and claim a guy that got cut, he goes straight to the 53. And someone else needs to be cut. And the only other move right now that they can make to clear that spot is putting Tevin Jenkins on IR.
Hey, if you're like me, an outfit, good or bad, can impact your entire day. Wearing a starchy shirt.
That just doesn't feel good. You're not comfortable. It's hard to look good and feel good at the same time. But that's where Roan comes in, because men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and truly versatile set of products known to man. They have products for every occasion. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers. They look great as individual pieces that work seamlessly together. Roan's signature four-way stretch fabric is breathable, flexible, and works everywhere, from your commute to work to even the 19th hole. It's time for unparalleled confidence without all the hassle. My favorite Roan shirt is this white dress shirt. Looks like a dress shirt, but it also looks casual at the same time. It's got anti-odor technology. They call it Gold Fusion, and it doesn't get wrinkled. It stays fresh and clean all day long. No lingering odors or anything like that. The Commuter Collection is easy to care for while staying fresh and odor-free. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday, straight to whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/Adam. Use promo code Adam to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to Roan. That's rhone.com/Adam. Use code Adam. It is time to find your corner office comfort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie? Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IN-IOWA. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
There's going to be some changes here. So we'll have another podcast later in the week too to go over those changes. Also, Ryan Pace is going to talk to the media tomorrow, so we'll react to that as well. But all right, where do we leave off? We talked about the wide receivers.
Tight ends.
Yeah. So Cole Kmet, Jimmy Graham, Jesse James. I guess the only thing was I'm not surprised by this, but I was wondering if it would come down to J.P. Holtz or Jesper Horsted.
We haven't seen J.P. Holtz practice in
That was the only thing I was worried about, but I think J.P. Holtz gives the Bears more than people realize, especially on special teams. And they can even throw him in there in some random packages as a fullback on offense. So I just didn't know about the health because he really has not been out there a ton dealing with some nagging injuries. And then Jesper Horsted had that great game the other night. So
I think in this regard, again, you have a case of a young player who earned it in a sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
Where you like him a little bit more now, and there's a risk of waving him and trying to get him back to your practice squad.
And maybe I would almost wonder if Jesper's still a guy who could end up getting waived here. But after that first wave, when more of the rosters get set, maybe there's a less of a chance he gets claimed. If that makes sense. Yep. The only reason being, and I do agree with you, he has earned it. But seems a little redundant right now. Doesn't it?
With him and Jesse James?
Yes.
Oh, well, I think they're a little bit different size-wise. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, Jesse James is probably more of Cole's backup. And Jesper Horsted can come. But these guys are interchangeable, too. And Jesper can play special teams. So I think it's a great story. And I'm not surprised the Bears kept both of them because I think they both have special teams value. And like you said, Jesper Horsted earned it. All right, offensive linemen, there's 10 guys on here right now. One of them will go away because Tevin Jenkins will go to IR, so that'll be 9. Jason Peters, Cody Whitehair, Sam Mustafer, James Daniels, Jermaine Ifedi, that's your starting 5. Your swing tackle is Elijah Wilkinson. And then you have 2 young tackles in Larry Borum and Lachavius Simmons, who
at one point he had played like every snap in the preseason, I believe.
Yeah, until the 4th game. Simmons played the third game. So Simmons played the entire first and second preseason games. And I think they kind of like what they saw. So you have an abundance of backup tackles, which is interesting. And then you have Alex Bars, who is,
he's kind of like your Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he could play anywhere on the line. And we should mention Wilkinson can play guard too. So Wilkinson has value to fill in at guard. And then maybe that's actually what ends up happening here, is that Wilkinson ends up actually being more of a backup guard, and maybe Borum or Simmons pinch hits a tackle if needed. But there's some options.
Not a bad mix. I don't know what the ceiling is for it, but in terms of like the assembly of it, it probably makes the most sense of like, yes, Jason Peters, you're starting left tackle. Larry Bohr may take his job eventually. Just things seem to make more sense here than other places.
Yeah. All right, let's get through the defense quick because Johns has to go to bed. All right.
I had nothing to say about the offensive line. It's just, you know,
it's fine.
Those 5 got to play together, see what they can do.
I got to go to bed too. All right, defensive line. Not really any surprises here. Keem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols, Angelo Blackson, and Kyrus Tunga. Is it Kyrus?
Yes, that's it.
Kyrus Tunga, who showed flashes. I think there's, I mean, as usual on the Bears defensive line, there's depth here. There's talent on at the top. They're better with Eddie Goldman. I thought Eddie Goldman looked great the other night.
Yeah, he did. It's one position the Bears draft to develop extremely well. You have to give them that.
Yeah. Since they switched to a 3-4, they have been outstanding with their linemen. They really
have. Even the guys they like bring in. Like Mario Edwards was a guy they picked up, then actually re-signed to a 2-year extension. Like Angelo Blackson has looked really good in spurts of training camp. Yeah, he had that safety day. He had like 2 safeties. Like
safety day. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's Ryan Pace's position. Like if there's one position that they identify really well, it's defensive line.
Yep, and you're right. So Mario Edwards Jr. will come back, and I don't think that they're going to end up losing any of the other. I mean, well, here's the thing that. Someone's going to be hurt at some point, too. So does anybody get hurt the first couple of weeks? You always got to keep that in mind. A lot of these guys will end up getting hurt. That's what happens in football. All right, outside linebackers. There's only 4 Not too surprising, though. Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn, Jeremiah Atachu, and Trevis Gibson. I've liked what I've seen from Gibson recently.
He had a great game in Nashville. Great game.
I just want to see him against, you know, top-tier starting NFL tackles, which I don't know that we've seen enough of that yet.
I think you've seen the moves, though, and the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Little edge. Like, he's a fast, athletic guy, especially coming off the edge. It just has different... He brings different things, right, than a Robert Quinn does, just at this point in their careers. And to see him kind of, I don't want to say come into his own, but just to have a really good game to close out the preseason, I mean, his confidence has to be really, really high right now.
That's a, if I had to pick like a player to watch right now, an important under-the-radar player, I think I'd go with him number one. And it's because I don't think Robert Quinn's going to play a ton. He played 51% of the snaps last year. Some of that was injury, but he's already kind of dealing with some nagging stuff. But on top of that, I think they're going to try to limit his snaps so he stays healthy, so that when he is on the field, he can give more efficient rushes, right? And have more success when he is actually out there. And so part of that means that Jeremiah Atachu and Trevis Gibson are going to have to play. So Gibson's going to be a player to me that gets a chance here, gets a chance to prove himself against starters and relatively quickly too. I find him, I guess the first week when we get the inactives in LA, like that's a guy, because Atachu will be out there because he's special teams and but Gibson's on those teams too. So they should all four of them be active, and I think Gibson's going to get a chance. So that's a player, if he starts to come on strong, I'd keep an eye out for.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying too about the starters, but the Bears aren't the only team in the NFL with offensive line problems at tackle. You know, like there's teams and other that it's just there's like a shortage of offensive tackles because of the way the college game is played now. It's just different, and I think Gibson seems poised to, like, just in terms of comparing it to last year, poised to become a serious contributor for this defense as opposed to the very limited action he got as a rookie.
All right, the inside backers, it's like we talked about. There's a lot of them, seven.
Can we mention that Christian Jones does have the flexibility to play off the edge every now and then too?
It's a good point. That is a good point, especially if they get thin 1 week. You know, if Atachu goes down, they might move Jones over there and give him a week to come off the edge. That's one of the reasons why I really like him as a player, as an addition coming back to the Bears. I actually like what the Bears have done here. I mean, I think, like, you learned late in the season last year that Iggy and Josh Woods weren't going to cut it as true backups to Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan. So they've upgraded the backups there. Christian Jones and Alec Ogletree are the backups to those two players. But it did become apparent. Like, I remember asking Chris Tabor the first time he talked to us in training camp. I didn't name any players. I said, who are the new guys? Let me rephrase that. Who are the new, like, veterans? Because you lost Sherrick McManus and you lost Cordell Patterson. Who are the core special teamers that now you rely on as like the leaders, the special teams leaders? And he mentioned those guys. And I thought that was intriguing. That didn't mean that they weren't going to get cut, but you could tell that Tabor's going to go to bat for guys like Joel Ea Boonie and Josh Woods, who's got to stay healthy. But that's obviously why they're on this team. And then Caleb Johnson showed some promise. So he earned it too. It's seven deep. Maybe we'll see some movement here, but I also wouldn't be terribly surprised if you didn't, because this goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Like, at the end of the day, you need a certain amount of special teamers. What position they play isn't always relevant, because the position they play is special teams. And it just so happens that's how the Bears are ending up with seven inside linebackers.
For now.
And four cornerbacks, which is the next position, which we already kind of addressed. It's probably going to change.
Help wanted. You just put up a sign right now. Help wanted.
You put it like up on 294, like those those electric
seeking
billboards.
Cornerback, age 22 to 25, starting experience preferred, injury history limited.
I'm not sure those guys exist, like the guys that check all the boxes you just brought up. They're on rosters right now.
I mean, there's always a few surprising cuts out there. Here we are. I don't know who's out there yet. These claims go through quite fast.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But, yeah, I would expect – I would put the over – under. Like, there's going to be two additions at cornerback, I think, by the end of the week. Two.
Ooh, that's a fun game to play.
Two.
So you're setting the over-under at 1.5?
1.5, yeah.
I think I'll take the over, too. Yeah. I think so. All right, at safety, Eddie Jackson, Tashaun Gibson, DeAndre Houston Carson, Deion Bush. No surprises there. Your typical backups, DHC and Deion Bush.
I thought I heard something in my house here. See,
like the one time your son snuck into the picture, it looked like a ghost was in your house.
Let's not forget about that. That was one of the scariest podcasts we ever did.
Yeah, because you couldn't see him and I could. That was pretty freaky.
I turned around and looked in the dark room and there was nothing there. The chair just creaked or something.
Yeah, but he was there. Deion Bush drafted in 2016. That was still a while ago, though.
DHC?
Wasn't he the same draft?
He might have been. Yes, he was. DeAndre Hall was in that draft, too.
Yeah, weren't they all three in the same round?
Nick Kwiatkowski was in that draft as well. Daniel Braverman, yeah?
Some solid players.
Yeah. Am I remembering this? Holy crap. I have problems. I officially have problems.
Well, let's pull it up. The 2016 draft.
Leonard Floyd,
second round pick.
Cody Whitehair.
Third round pick.
Jonathan Bullard.
Yep. Fourth round pick. So this is where
there's three of them.
Three fourth round picks.
It was Kwiatkowski, Deion Bush, and DeAndre Hall.
Correct.
Deion. I have problems. DHC was the sixth rounder, and Daniel Braverman was in the seventh.
Correct.
Wow.
And we're missing one player, and he was kind of a big one, the fifth round pick.
Bilal Nichols.
No.
Hold on. Don't say it. Fifth round pick, 2016.
Think offense. Was a starter.
Quick starter. Fifth round.
Yep. But also quick to be on a new team. Didn't last long, but was a starter and made an impact.
Oh, this is going to bother me now. I got everybody else in that draft. I'm not going to look. He could come back to me. There's at least
100 listeners right now who are screaming in their cars right now. The correct name.
Come on, that was so impressive of me to recall by round.
How about I give you another hint? He was cut today by a team.
Cut today by a team?
Yes.
Offense.
By the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh. Jordan Howard.
Yes. Jordan Howard. That's an underrated draft class, by the way.
That's a good draft.
I mean, unfortunately, only one of them is a starter for the Bears.
But they got production out of that.
Like Leonard Floyd's doing okay for himself. Bullard didn't work out, but Kwiatkowski's doing well for himself.
He got a contract. Deion Bush has been in the league since then.
Bush and DHC. I mean, you're getting what you wanted out of Bush and DHC. And,
yeah.
You know, Howard was just kind of a one-dimensional back, but that was still a really good pick in the fifth round. So, yeah. And Daniel Braverman is Kevin Fishbane's guy.
Mm-hmm. Pat Finley's too.
He talks about that guy a lot. All right. Your special teamers, Cairo Santos and Carlos Santos.
Oh, your guy. What happened?
Brian Johnson?
Yeah.
You can't keep two kickers. I was just wondering if maybe somebody would trade for him. There's a lot of need for kickers out there right now.
Now, do you think the Lions?
I would. I'd claim them.
First of all, they should probably claim two.
Well, they couldn't have. They have zero.
They're signed to. I know. You gotta at least have a little competition going in. You can't just claim one guy. I don't know. I feel like there's already one. The Bears, it took them a while to get the Cairo Santos. The Vikings always seem to have kicking problems. Packers are fine.
If he clears, though, he's going to be on the practice squad. I'll tell you
that. Yes. 100%.
And I like the idea of having two kickers with all this COVID nonsense still.
Yes.
So, and then Pat O'Donnell and Patrick Scales, who have also been around for a while. Those are the spots.
The Pats.
The two quickly changed 53-man roster. But really the only one that's probably going to change that could impact starting by week one or significant playing time even in week one, I would say, is corner.
Yes.
Agreed. They are...
Take the over. Two corners will be added.
Yeah. You might want to take the over on the Rams points in week one, too.
Come on.
Relying heavily on that pass rush. They better come through, right? With the questions in the secondary right now.
Oh, yeah.
It could be... I think you could be okay as long as the pass rush is there.
And, if I can make an early prediction about this game, is that it's close. Like, Sean Desai's defense keeps things close. But there was, like, two turnovers offensively. And then things get out of hand by, like, the middle of the third quarter.
If Andy Dalton throws two interceptions in the first half,
oh boy.
Does Andy Dalton finish the game?
Yes.
Oh. Can I just sleep till Tuesday then?
No.
I don't want to.
We got to do a podcast tonight.
I'll do the podcast, but I don't want to have to deal with the Monday fallout in that situation. I just don't. We'll do the podcast, then I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to wake up on Tuesday or maybe even Wednesday. And I'm going to say I'm on to Cincinnati, which was a great reference because that was actually, wasn't that what actually was the reference?
From Bill Belichick, yes.
Yeah, we're on to Cincinnati. So that applies to the Bears as they go into week two because they play the Bengals. I guess it's not good that I had to explain that, but somebody got that out there. All right, we should go to bed. Speaking of bed, I could sleep for 2 days right now. Follow us on Twitter, at Adam Hoge, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read us. I am on NBCSportsChicago.com. He's on The Athletic. TheAthletic.com/HoganJohns is where you go to subscribe. We have t-shirts. We got merchandise. Which one are you wearing right now over there?
I am wearing Beer Drinking Football Guys.
That's the best one. That's my favorite. You can get that on obviousshirts.com. Find the Hogan Johns collection there. We got a ton of shirts. We got some other football shirts for you, too. They got a lot of White Sox shirts, too, if you're into the White Sox and potentially winning World Series.
Okay.
They're winning 4-2 right now. In case you wanted a live update during a podcast that's being recorded.
And there are guys on the team... in the north side that I have no idea who they are.
That is the most bizarre roster I've ever seen in my life. Yes. Thank God we don't have to break down the Cubs 26-man roster like we had to break down the 53-man roster for the Bears tonight. Unless you want to do another podcast.
I do not.
Okay, we'll do it later in the week. We'll hear from Ryan Pace tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday. We'll break it all down. We'll see what changes have been made. We'll hear what Ryan has to say. I'm curious what he has to say about the quarterback. The guy he drafted looks pretty good, huh? Huh? Sticking to the plan.
Huh?
I like that. Huh?
You should ask the question like that. Hey, Justin Fields looks pretty good, huh?
Huh?
What do you think about that, eh?
Thoughts?
Huh? What do you say, your pace?
This has to be the least we've talked about Justin Fields since he was drafted.
It's refreshing. Get ready for more on Thursday.
Yeah, then we'll be back at it on Thursday. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
See ya.
Justin Fields time, baby!
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.